Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're about to have a great visit with a new guest, someone who's become a great resource for small businesses over the last few years. She started out as a journalist and decided to go over to where the cool people live, and she's now an author and has a lot to say about how to become a better small business owner. And she's our new friend, Melinda Emerson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Yeah, well, you know, Fix Your Business came out in March, and we've just been trying to help existing entrepreneurs stop feeling like they're up to their ears in alligators. You know, some business owners, they know how to do the things that they do, but running a business is a whole nother ball game. And I want people to get back control of their business. So that's why I wrote Fix Your Business, and I'm really excited about it.
Where do you start? Where would you start with someone right now? There's folks sitting at your knee right now saying, okay, Melinda, help me out.
Well, the first thing they have to do is preparation. And that is really about figuring out, are they ready to fix their business? Because most people know what's wrong. They've just been driving around with their car, and it's been rattling, and they've been pretending like there's going to be some magic fairy that's going to come along and fix it. Not true. You have to make the decision that you want to live differently in your business. And some of that is going to involve making hard decisions, like getting rid of a, you know, slow-paying client, or getting rid of a trouble employee, or, you know, getting your head right because maybe you're what's wrong with your business. You know, you have to grow yourself to grow your business, so you have to work on your own personal leadership to fix it. But you have to make a decision that you want to fix it. And then after you do that, you really have to
What would it sound like when someone is listening? If someone's listening right now saying, well, I guess I didn't realize I was holding myself back. See, that's what it sounds like you're saying. And I agree with you. It's about getting out of our own way, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And sometimes, you know, so many of us are swinging from tree to tree every day in our businesses. We don't stop long enough to figure out what is the real problem. You know, so when you look at, you know, people problems, for example, in a business. You know, there are four real people problems. The first people problem is you don't have people and you need them. The second people problem is you got the wrong people working for you. And then the third people issue is you got people, but you haven't taken the time to train them. So that's why they don't know what to do. And they're disappointing you because they have no idea what your expectations are. And you hired them when you were up to your ears in alligators anyway, and you threw them the keys and said, good luck. Right? It doesn't work like that. You actually have to onboard people. And depending on what you want them to do, you should be investing 2 to 4 weeks in training people. Or if it's a more specialized position, it might be 3 or 4 months.
And see,
they're looking at you like you're crazy.
Your use of the word onboarding is a big business term. And sometimes that big business terms sound foreign and intimidating and a little bit uppity to small businesses, and but you're exactly right, and I wish more small business owners would understand the definition of onboarding and take it to heart, take it seriously, because you're exactly right.
Well,
there's not enough time put into
training. It's really just about training, and that's, you know, the fancy word for training is onboarding. But I mean, we got to train people so that they know how to do their job and that they know what the expectation is for them. But here's the fourth thing that people don't want to talk about. What is it like to work for you? Mm-hmm. Are you a good boss? Are you a mean boss? Are you the kind of boss that everybody knows what kind of day you're having by how you treat people? You know, you really have to look at, are you driving customers and your employees away? Because we all know people leave people. People don't leave jobs. So what is it like to work for you? You got to really think about that. And that's what I mean by, you know, getting clear about whether or not you're causing the problem in your business, because the biggest people problem you might have in your business is you. How you treat people, how you talk to people. Do you overreact every time somebody leaves you a negative feedback on Yelp, or do you figure out what the problem is? You know, I always tell people honest feedback is a gift. So you really have to think about it that way, as opposed to taking every single thing in your business personally, because that's not healthy and that's not good for you or your business.
Well, and so almost everything you've said today has been pointing, the finger's been pointing right back to the owner. And if you're the founder and you're the manager of the business, you're the CEO, you're taking the business down the road, that's exactly the way it should be. It all falls back on you. And a lot of people, what I'd like to talk about for a minute here is all the people that you meet and that I meet who want to start a business, and they have no idea that they're going to be faced with this kind of introspection requirement. Do you talk to people about that? No, most people have no idea.
They just know that they like to bake cakes, right? But they don't understand what it is to run a bakery.
Right.
And I think that part of the reason how I got into this business in the first place was because of my first book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. And that was really kind of giving people the straight talk of what it is. When you go out here and you put your shingle on, you say you're open for business, you are taking on 10 to 14 jobs at one time. And most people have no idea. They just see the fun part of being their own boss and being the master of their own destiny.
What do you tell them when they say they want to be their own boss? I laugh at first. My first thought is to laugh at them.
Yeah, well, I tell them, look, the first thing you need to figure out is what you want and why you want it. And then let's go figure out a business that's going to help you live like that. And then the second thing I tell them is, how are you going to pay for it? Because banks do not loan money to start up businesses. So you need to figure out where the money's going to come from. And most likely, that's going to be your left pocket.
And it ain't going to come from some investor. And it's not going to come from a grant.
Oh, please.
From a grant.
No. Absolutely. There are no grants for startup business. I mean,
you can occasionally win
a business plan competition and get some money. But by and large, it's going to come from you. Your savings, your equity, your assets, your home, your 401k, whatever you got. That's really your credit cards. I mean, that's really how it starts for most people. And then the third thing you got to figure out is what skills you have versus what skills you need to run your particular business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to figure out who is your paying customer. Too often people get caught up in their logo, or they get excited about their location or the invitation to their grand opening event. No. You need to figure out who is your niche target customer.
The book is called Fix Your Business by Melinda F. Emerson. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's a brand new book, by the way, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.